Anyhow, let's talk about the new data that just came out. I didn't even know there was a ESMO Asia meeting, but I guess they've been having that the last couple of years. This big study presented, and can you talk a little bit about the trial, what it looked at, what they reported, and kind of what you think it means?
Sure. So this was, like many of the studies that we have currently, based on a basket study where the combination of atezolizumab with bevacizumab was tested in different indications. Very early on, there were a couple of HCC patients treated, and first they saw very high response rates. I think it was in the range of 60% or something there at the first ASCO meeting. And so, investigator noticed, there seems to be a very nice signal that we had never seen in HCC. So a phase three study was launched in the first line setting in patients with advanced HCC and good liver function. Patients were treated either with a combination of atezo and bev or sorafenib, which has been the standard of care for many years. They were randomized 2-to-1 to the immunotherapy, and the primary endpoint for the study was survival as well as PFS. And this study, to be honest, apart from the result, one of the very astonishing things was how fast this study recruited. It was actually less than 1 year, and about 600 patients were enrolled in this study.